Welcome to Real Talk with Life After Grief, Chris, where we talk about relevant issues as it relates to individuals in grief as they navigate finances and the advisors who help them. We help clients in grief navigate financial matters. We also teach advisors how to emotionally and financially work with clients in grief through an unparalleled process. This week's podcast is sponsored by Life After Grief Financial Planning and Life After Grief Consulting.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Real Talk with Life After Grief, Chris. Last episode was on EMDR, and as life happens and lots of connections continue to be made and I meet lots of great people. So my podcast last week spurred a lot of activity in terms of folks that reached out to me and told me about their experience with EMDR. And my position is not to violate anyone's privacy or anything like that. My position is to help and make some of the experiences normal. And so in regards to the podcast last week, I've had folks that have reached out to me that have had all sorts of different trauma, whether it was from a divorce or whether it was from some childhood trauma, whether it was through rape or whether it was childhood abuse, whether it was physical abuse, whether it was mental abuse or otherwise. And I hold those conversations very near and dear. And again, my position is not to violate anyone's privacy or bring up any things that would trigger. My position is to make these situations as normal as they humanly can be for these individuals and others that are seeking some sort of comfort as a result of having somewhat similar experiences. And in my professional training as a certified financial transitionist, there are folks that I've met that have been stuck. And for whatever reason, I've met them and I've gotten a sense that there was something that was going on that would cause them to make certain decisions. And I'm not going to say that their decisions were good, bad, or indifferent, but their decisions were different than the ones that I would have made. And sometimes those decisions are somewhat harmful. And I take a step back and through what I've been through, and again, the good help and the good people that have surrounded me, it gives me a place of empathy to where I can step back and say, I think something may have triggered this decision. Although it be financial, sometimes there are folks make financial decisions that make absolutely no sense. And so that's where I come into play. And having that understanding, that empathy, I can come in and again, not be their counselor, but I say, I get it. I understand why you're making this kind of decision. We dive into it and get a little bit more clarity. And 9 times out of 10, my clients will open up to me and explain some things that have happened, especially when I level the playing field and I explain or I give them some understanding of what's happened in my life. And it makes it easier for them to display and give some of that information back. And it's a very comforting experience. And it's a cathartic experience as well for both sides. And I really like to make that connection with folks, specifically my clients. And it makes things a lot easier. And they understand that my advice comes from a situation and a position that's really in their best interest. I like it. If I can make anyone else's journey easier, then my job has been done. And again, in regards to EMDR, I'm not a counselor and I don't necessarily make that recommendation. My recommendation has always been to seek out the experience of a licensed professional to help you through whatever you're going through. My experience just led me through that dynamic and it seemed to help me. And again, I just like to make things like this very normal for other folks. So without further ado, I have a very special guest on the episode next week. I think she's going to knock your socks off. I'm not going to tell you her name, but she's highly specialized in what she does. And I was very excited to interview her. Cheers. See you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you are a client and are looking to work directly with Chris and or our firm, head on over to Life After Grief FP. That is Life After Grief FP. The FP is for financial planning. If you are an advisor looking to emotionally and financially work with your client in grief, or if you are a client looking to get your advisor's head in the game, head on over to lifeaftergriefconsulting.com. That is lifeaftergriefconsulting.com. Any related information referenced in this week's podcast will be located here in the podcast section.